Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
Hey, I'm Kristen Diaz. You know, with the warmer weather, snakes have been kind of slithering back into the spotlight, and that means more risk for bites. Just recently, there was a 9-year-old boy in Colleyville that was actually bitten by a copperhead. So this thing is real, guys. You know, on today's Ask the Expert, we've got Dr. Andrew Morris. He joins us in the KRLD Zoom room. He is an emergency physician, and he's also the chair of emergency medicine at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Plano. He's here to talk about what North Texans need to know about snake safety and how to avoid a bite and what to do if it happens. Dr. Morris, thanks so much for the time.
Oh, anytime. Good afternoon.
You know, for some people, they say, I know how to avoid a snake. Just get the heck out of Dodge when you see one. But sometimes it's not that easy. We don't necessarily see them every single time.
Yes, I've heard that story before. And these snakes blend in very easily. And actually, I encountered a snake with my daughter last year on a camping trip. We actually had a copper. We were on a daddy-daughter camping trip, and we had a, well, every snake's large when you see one, right? So we all thought it was large, but we had a copperhead getting in the door of our cabin, you know, where we have, you know, daddy-daughter camp out.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, you never know, even if you're looking out for them, they can blend in really well. We see a lot of snake bites, people stepping on them at night or in their yard doing yard work.
Yeah, it's happened to me. I've gotten bitten by a copperhead. Yeah, when I was living on the beach. Is there any place in North Texas where you're not going to find them?
No, they're everywhere.
And I think that, you know, as somebody who was born and raised in Texas, I don't really know all the difference in the types of snakes. I know there's green garden snakes, and I know of also, of course, the rattlers and the moccasins. But how do you know when you get bit that you need immediate assistance?
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things to do is to identify a snake once you're bitten. But you don't want to be near that snake. You don't want it to bite you long enough for you to identify it. So the first thing you're going to do when you get bitten by a snake is you're going to get away from the snake, put as much distance between yourself and the snake as possible. You know, if you can get a glance at the snake, take a picture of it, or if somebody's with you to identify the snake and take a picture, that's the best way to do that. You do not want to approach the snake again just for the sake of identifying it. And then you want to call for help immediately. And even if you can't identify the snake, we've got standard emergency medicine protocols. We're going to be able to identify if it was a venomous bite or not the vast majority of the time based on the symptoms.
What are those general things that you actually look for?
Yeah, so most of the time we're trying to tease out if it's venomous or non-venomous if we don't have a picture of the snake or whatever. But any snake bite can be painful, and any snake bite can cause swelling and a local reaction at the bite site. But with these pit vipers, what we're really looking out for are swelling at the site of the bite. It's usually an extremity. Swelling, a lot of pain, changes in bleeding. But besides the wound itself in the local area that was bitten, these pit vipers can cause havoc on several systems in the body. They can cause cardiac shock. They can cause abnormal bleeding throughout the body where you're not clotting well. And sometimes your body kind of goes crazy and clots some places it shouldn't and doesn't clot where it should. And it can also cause some neurological things like seizures, and you can pass out from them. So there are lots of things that we watch out for. And if we suspect that it's an envenomation by a venomous snake, we're going to be reaching for that anti-venom pretty quickly.
Yeah. How much time do you have to play around with to get to see a doctor? Because you were just mentioning you were with your daughter and you were hiking on a trail. You weren't that close.
I was probably 3 hours from the closest hospital. Yeah. So yeah, you need to get to help as soon as you can. We often advise people that if you're bitten by a snake that you should, if you're very close to a hospital and somebody's with you, they can bring you in, but we really urge you to call 911.
There are different types of venomous snakes in Texas. I think there are four different types. some are more dangerous than others as far as the time you need to
correct
help. Run down.
Yeah, they're the pit vipers, and then you've got the coral snake. And the pit vipers are your water moccasins, copperheads, and rattlesnakes. And like I was mentioning earlier, you can have systemic effects. Different systems can be affected by the pit vipers. There are some neurotoxins in some of those rattlesnakes that can bite you. You can also have an anaphylactic shock reaction if you've been bitten previously, like somebody like yourself. You get bitten by a copperhead, maybe you go into an anaphylactic reaction next time you're bitten. Hopefully you're not. The coral snakes, we don't see those bite very often. They're not found as common, especially up here. We do still have them all throughout Texas, but they cause more of a neurological collapse. And there's a different anti-venom to give for those. But those are very rare for us to see.
Wow. It's really amazing how versed you have to be in all this, because you can't treat them all the same, it sounds like. And one of the things I think about for this weekend in particular, as we go into Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people are going to be out at our local lakes. And I know one of our teammates here on the morning show he's an avid fisherman, and he took some video the other day of a whole bunch of water moccasins just hanging out in the water, yeah, going back and forth to the shore. And someone said, oh, it's mating season. What happens if you get into a situation where you're in the water and you're starting to have maybe some of these issues? Is this just also another reminder of why it's so important to have life vests nearby? Because you just never know what's in the water.
I'll say it for everything for water safety. Have your life jacket on. Avoid those dangers like the snakes. And avoid alcohol intoxication while you're out on the water, because those big things lead to all sorts of traumas for us to see in the hospital. And we don't want to see you in the hospital for that.
I know you're not a snake expert, but have you heard the tales that water moccasins can tend to go after people as opposed to try?
I've heard that actually. And my family, my dad grew up on a ranch, and he always told me that. I don't know if that's necessarily true or not. It's probably more myth, or maybe that they're more curious is something I've heard. But I've actually seen in my career, 15 years, I've seen more copperhead bites than anything else.
Are there any other myths you think we should avoid, like people sucking up venom and stuff like
Please
that?
Please don't. Yes. Don't shock yourself with a taser gun. Don't cut the wound open, and don't try to suck the poison out. Also, please don't put a tourniquet or anything constricting above the wound.
Oh.
We just need kind of some basic wound covering, and we'll put maybe like an ACE wrap on it temporarily and elevate the extremity that was bitten.
Wow.
One last question for me. If you don't get to treatment soon enough, there's no other way to put it. These can be fatal.
Yes, I've seen fatal bites from these that didn't get treatment right away, or even with treatment, just were too sick and died.
We know you mainly are working with adults, but are anything specific for children and snakes that parents need to be concerned about?
Yeah, you'll be surprised how curious some of these kids can be. So you just have to really be vigilant with them, especially, you're out the lake, you're out where it's a little bit more, less urban, a little bit more more nature out there. You should keep a close eye on them. They'll go out and they'll pick up sticks. They're not sticks. They're snakes. They'll get close to somewhere they shouldn't. So you just have to keep a close eye on them.
Dr. Andrew Morris, we appreciate your time. Anything else you want us to remember going into this Memorial Day weekend and summertime?
Yeah, stay hydrated and take breaks when you're out in the heat.
You got it. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Andrew Morris with Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital Plano here on KRLD. We appreciate it.